Hello, friends. I bet you miss us. I bet you think about us all the time. You're like, oh my God, my favorite podcast. Where have they been? I want to listen to them just talk shit for an hour. Well, guess what? We're back. This is We Have Thoughts. I'm Joy.
I'm Crystal.
Okay.
And those are my friends. And this time we're doing our Oscar rewind for the 2013 Oscars. And today we are talking about Amour. It was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Foreign Language Film, Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role for Emmanuel Riva, directing for Michael, I'm sorry, Haneke, I don't know what language that is, I'm sorry, and original screenplay for Michael Haneke as well. And then, of course, for Best Picture, because we're talking about it, duh. I had never seen this before, but you two had. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
Before we begin,
yeah,
I just want to point out that we've almost done 10 Oscars.
Wow.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. We've done 9 Oscar seasons.
I think it's been long enough. We need to get paid for this now.
Yeah. Again, we're so entertaining. People love us. All our 2 fans, you know, they're dying.
We do get a lot of listens. Not a lot, but we get a good handful of listens. And I want to know, like, where those people are.
Yeah, talk to us, please.
Right? Like, do they not have Twitter? They only hear us via podcast. They don't want to interact with us on Twitter. Like, now that we're
not on Twitter, it's interesting how they found us, because we're not, like, popular enough to be, like, search engine or nothing like that. So, like...
Unless they, like, Google search the movie or the show that they're listening to.
That's true, I guess.
But if you're out there, we really would like you to, A... reach out on Twitter or Instagram and say hi. B, give us a rating on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I just dropped my pen.
they didn't see that, so you're fine.
And C, tell all your friends to listen.
If you have friends, if not, that's fine too.
If you don't, I mean, we don't either. I don't either. It's just these two.
Well, I don't either. Joy's the only one here that has friends, so.
Oh my God, shut up. You guys have friends. We went to a wedding, Crystal, for your friend. So I think you have more friends.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
See?
Okay, so I have, instead of 2, I have 3. Ooh. Big jump.
You can't say you don't have friends, so.
I can.
We're right here, Anna.
You guys don't count.
Believe me, I know.
Okay, Amour.
Anyways, Amour.
Crystal, do you remember?
First of all, I hope everyone's doing okay, everyone in the internets. Hope you're good.
Hope everyone's healthy and safe and alive.
How was y'all's week? Good? Yes? Bad? Whatever?
Busy, but good.
Busy. I got to see you, Crystal, so it was great.
I know. I wasn't
there. I fell asleep eating on tacos yesterday. So,
you what? What?
I said I fell asleep eating a taco yesterday, so that's where I'm at.
That's on brand.
Love that for you.
Yeah, sleeping and eating at the same time, amazing.
Because I'm rewatching Stranger Things to get ready for the new season. First of all, I forgot how good it is. Oh, man. I think I haven't seen it in so long that I've missed a lot of things I forgot. Great, it's so good. And there's like, it's the end of season 2 that I'm watching. And I'm like, this is so great, eating my taco. And then I, like, come to, I guess. I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what? Did I go to the upside down? What happened?
I am doing the same thing. I just finished season 2 today. Man, that episode where they're escaping Hawkins' lab is like so great. It's such a great horror episode. It's so beautiful. And then that performance by Noah Schnapp will always...
Yes, I'm still upset that... We talked about it on podcast, but I'm still upset he didn't get any recognition for that performance. Because that scene where he's telling his mom, like, what it feels like to be possessed by the Mind Flayer. Oh, my God. His like beautiful doe eyes, I can't.
And then when he is being possessed, like that deadness in his eyes, and it's just so good.
Yeah, it's, and then so, when they're trying to like so interrogate him, and the switch in his face, like he's like, "Mom," and then he's like, "Get me out of here," or whatever. Like, just the switch in that performance is really great. And I was crying through the entire snowball scene.
Yeah.
It's just so cute and pure, I can't. It's too much.
Also, Finn Wolfhard, that performance he gives with Hopper when Elle comes back, it's such a beautiful...
I forgot all anger. About that.
It was so cute.
I love these kids so much. I'm so excited to see them next week.
Me too. Yeah, so I just started season 3. I'm on episode 2 now. Yeah, I love this show.
Me too. Okay, back to the task at hand. My bad.
All right.
The first... Do you remember seeing this in theaters together, Crystal?
No, I was going to say that this is the first, I believe the first time, because I don't remember, the first time that I've seen all the nominees. And this was in the middle of, I think maybe the start of Anna and I watching Best Picture nominees together. Because I'd always try to watch them by myself, but whatever. And then I actually found, someone else likes him. Let's go watch them together. So we went to a theater, and we sat in the theater and we watched it. And it was, yeah, I can remember. This is a special year.
We watched quite a few together this year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because you and I reconnected in 2012 at Hairspray.
A million years ago, wow.
I know, at Hairspray, a decade ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Wait, that's also when we met, but not in the same thing. We met 10 years ago.
Wait, you weren't in Hairspray, were you?
No, but I was around because I was doing the photos for it.
That's right. Okay.
Joy, it cracks me up the amount of times you and I have, like, missed each other.
I know!
God. Y'all's story! Oh, my God!
But I have zero recollection of you doing pictures. That was a very frantic day for me. I was coming from jury duty and I was running late. And I was like, fingers crossed I wouldn't get picked, but also fingers crossed I would get picked. It was a murder trial. And I was like, I kind of want in on this.
Can you talk about it now? Has it been long enough?
I don't remember the guy's name, but I made it all the way to the end. They just filled up before they eliminated me.
You almost won, Anna. You almost won.
I almost won jury duty. I know everyone's like, I don't want to do it. I was like, this is a murder case. Most people get like boring civil cases or whatever, but this was.
Yeah. But like, what if they like attack your hotel room and you have to be like, you know, they threaten your life if you don't say that he's innocent? I mean, whatever.
I mean, my life would be 10 times more exciting.
Yeah, because death is right there all the time.
But then you and I wouldn't have really connected at Hairspray. Because I would have missed next week.
All right.
But it was the beginning of Tech Week. It was that Monday. Yes. I remember telling him, I was like, I'll be there as soon as I can. And that's when you were doing pictures. Because we had all of our costumes. But I don't remember you at all. And I'm so sorry.
I don't think I remember picture day, to be fair.
I remember you at my sister's wedding.
Yeah, there was a lot happening. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you at dress fitting for my sister's wedding, but.
So what are the other times y'all almost met?
I mean, we were in Middle Central together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The same time. I always forget y'all were there like way after me. Because I was your teacher. That's why.
Not old enough to be our teacher.
I could have been really smart. You don't know.
Nah, a guy she graduated with was my high school teacher. Or was he a year older than you?
Wait, who was it?
Rosser.
He was a year older than me? I'm so crazy to think about a guy in a grade older than or above me was her teacher. So that makes me feel so ancient. Oh my god.
To be fair, he was not a great teacher.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
He was fun.
Did I tell you one time I asked him to dance at a banquet on like a dare?
No.
You did a dare?
This might have been band banquet. What year was this? I don't remember. Well, this girl. Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it was 10th grade. And it was Band Banquet, and this girl had really liked him, and she was, like, really annoying. And she was like, I want to ask him, but I'm scared, blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, just ask him. Like, really just to shut her up because she was getting on my nerves. And then she was like, I'm scared. I was like, well, I'll ask him then. She goes, no, don't do that. I was like, she goes, don't do that because he'll say no, and you won't do it. Like, she didn't believe I was doing it. So really only did it to shut her up and to prove to her that I could do it. And then he said yes, and I was like, now I'm trapped. But he was really nice. He was cracking jokes, and then that was it. He was like, cool, thanks. I was like, yeah, bye. And so I was like, I came back to the table and I was like, see, it's that easy.
So if I tell you to go talk to a guy while we're out or whatever, you'll do it?
Well,
how
annoying are you going to be?
I don't think Crystal will do it. And then you'll want to prove me wrong, so then you'll do it.
You brought this on yourself, Crystal.
I'm just telling a story.
Well, now I know what to do the next time we're out.
I always bring it on myself. That's always my problem. Anyways, Therapy Thursday. This is your sermon.
Anyways, the movie.
Enough about me.
So, Joy, this being your first time, what did you think?
I'm depressed now. Thanks.
Fair.
I was incredibly sad. As soon, like, the first, what, like, 10 minutes, I was like, ah, shit, it's gonna be really fucking sad. And I was right. And it was. But when I finished it, I went back to the beginning to where they, like, find her in the bed with the flowers. And I was like, actually, yeah, it's sad, but it's also, like, like, I don't know. It's not happy, but it's not completely sad. Like, it was...
It's full circle.
It was a nice thing that he did for her, considering, like, he had mentioned several times that, you know, she really didn't want to go in a home. At one point, she was like, just kill me now. And it's just a lot to, like, think about. Just like, wow, I don't ever want to be that old. Honestly, if I ever become that much of a hassle, just, like, I don't know, throw me in the Atlantic, whatever.
And then, like, I'm going to die alone, so, like, I'm really going to be by myself. So just, like, put me to pasture, just, like, kick me in the field, something, because the idea of being, like, a burden to someone like that makes me so, like, anxious.
Makes me really sick to my stomach.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't want to be that dependent on another person or have them, you know, have to take care of me like that. Like, it's love. It's love to take care of someone like that. Like,
yeah, for sure.
But it's also, like, you know, hard on them, hard on everybody. Like, it's not easy any way you slice it.
And that's, like, the true test of affection, for sure, because you can say all day that, yeah, I'll take care of you when you're old. When push comes to shove and it's that time, it's like, oh, wait, I have to, like, completely change my life to serve you, and, like, I'll do it because I love you, but I'm also a person, and I also have things I gotta do and things I have to be, and, like, that it's a lot.
I remember when we saw this, so we probably saw this January, February, because sure, the Oscars at the end of February, they used to be, and my grandmother passed in early March. And for the last few years, she had been on a really increased decline. She had really bad dementia, which I just heard having a lot of kids could be a link to dementia and Alzheimer's. Really? So, like, the more kids you have, apparently,
I'm good.
Apparently, they found that parts of your baby, I forget, but there's, like, tissue in your brain from when you're pregnant that is still there when you die, and, like, so the more kids you have, the more that's there. And they're saying that, I could be talking out of my ass, but I believe that they were saying that this could be why people who have a lot of children are more likely to have dementia.
Interesting.
And my grandmother had five kids. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's not a lot.
Ooh, what's the yeah. average number of children per? Is it two?
I don't know if that's the same statistic anymore.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But it's not five.
Yeah, definitely not five. Yeah, you're right.
And definitely, my grandma didn't live, you know, long enough to have dementia, but she had 13, so I'm sure it would have.
Ooh. Well, my dad's mom had 15 that are surviving. She had two that passed.
So she had 17 pregnancies?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, she had 15 kids in total. Yeah, you're right, 17, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That math. She spent over 150 months pregnant. 150 months.
And I think about it, like, they lived at a farm in Mexico, so, like, they had to have people to help run it, so it was like... You know,
she was pregnant for like 13 years.
Yeah, that's wild.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she had 15 kids. That does not include the set of twins that passed, and I think another one. And the set of they passed when they were like really young, so they didn't make it to like, I think one died when they were like five. I believe they got hit by a car or something. I can't remember. But the one of them was like they were before my dad, so he doesn't really he didn't know them. But yeah, that's a lot of children.
That's crazy.
But I mean, and then like my dad is in the middle of the group, so I have cousins and that are so much older than me, and then some that are younger than me. So like, and I'm at the age now where the cousins are having kids themselves. So literally every year I meet a new cousin.
Well, that's just being Mexican.
and I don't know if they're my second cousin or third cousin. They're all cousins. So, that's why I'm like, there's enough Zunigas in this world. I'm good. I don't need to keep it's fine.
My oldest cousin, my dad, there's a 7-year gap between the youngest girl and my dad, and he's the youngest. So I think there's an 11-year difference between him and his oldest. Mm-hmm. And she got married at 15, 16. So my oldest cousin is only like 5 years younger than my dad.
Oh, wow.
I think she's 51 or two now. Maybe 53, coming up on 53. Yeah.
Wow.
So I have first cousins. My first cousins are the oldest. But I have a lot of second and third and whatever they are, removed cousins.
We're probably related in some aspect, too, I would imagine.
You know what? My grandfather was a son of a bitch who cheated on my grandmother a whole bunch. I've got matches on my ancestry DNA. I'm like, I don't know you. I don't see your connection. From both sides of my family,
damn.
By the way.
Dang.
Yeah. My grandparents were gems.
Yikes.
Ooh. So Amor.
This movie is very heavy.
It is.
And I think it's interesting to do a story like this from the perspective of the French. Because from my understanding and from what I've read and seen through media, like the French are a little bit more detached. They're not so sentimental. And you could kind of see that with like in his dealing with his daughter.
Right. Yeah. I think that it plays into the fact that, like you said, like even maybe they're typically detached, but his love for her was just so great that he was committed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also loved that it wasn't, I think it added a nice texture to the film. Right. To where he wasn't like this weepy, inconsolable, this is what's happening to me and my wife. It was kind of a you soldier on and this is what's happening and it's just a new every day.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a. I appreciated that because I think if it would have been him being really emotional, I would have been even more emotional.
Yeah. I understand that mentality of like a task, got to do it, done. Like, you know, it's emotions are detached from it. It's just like I see what I have to do and I'm going to do it. And I really, I appreciate that, like that mindset that he had.
And I think the emotions of it are conveyed within, like, the quietness of the film, because so much of the film, there's, like, all you hear is, like, the creaking of the floors and, like, the spoon hitting the cup and, like, just these little, just, like, sounds around the house. There's only, like, what, like, two or three times when there's, like, the music playing. Mm-hmm. But most of it is just, like, you have to, like, the way he has to sit and live with the change in his life now, and her as well, we just have to, like, sit there and live with them. You just, like, spend that time, and there's not a lot of cuts, there's not a lot of edits in it. It's very, like, we have to face reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that it, because when I first saw it, I didn't have enough of a film brain or a film knowledge to appreciate as much as I did. So I'm really glad that I watched it again, because I appreciated the stillness of the film so much more. And I appreciated the simple, small, minimal camera movements. It would just kind mm-hmm. of like camera here and slow pan. Or he would just set it down and just kind of let them be. It felt like, even though it's an original screenplay, it felt very much like a play. Like, it could be a really great production on stage. Because it's the single room, it's a single apartment and all that. And I remember, now that I remember, when I was watching The Father, which is, you know, what a great double feature. When I was watching The Father, I remember thinking, I love this flat. Why does it look familiar? It reminded me of this. That's what it was. And I couldn't place it until I watched the movie. I was like, oh, this one. Yes. I want to live there. It's so cute. All those European apartments are so adorable. I love it.
The separation, the pre-war, like, everything was in its own space. But yeah, that was exactly what I was going to say, Crystal, is I felt that very first shot when they enter the apartment and the camera just stays there and you see them taking off their jackets and then she's in the other room and you can just hear her. It's just like you're literally a fly on the wall peeping in on their life. And then, that was my first note. And then I really do think a show like it felt like a play in the subtleness and the easiness of it, in the lack of music. It just felt very intimate, and I think it was just so well done. It was really good.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
It also won the Palme d'Or of 2012 at Cannes.
It did.
Or Cannes, however you say it.
Campbell.
Sorry.
At the Campbell's Festival.
It won that year.
Yeah. So this was the seventh foreign film to be nominated for Best Picture. There have been 10 as of 2021. French films. Yeah, so the first one was The Grand Illusion.
You want to guess them?
What?
You want us to guess them?
No. The Grand Illusion in 1937, Z in 69. Those were both French films. Followed by two Swedish films. The Immigrants is one of them, and I wrote down their Swedish name, so I can't remember. And then Life is Beautiful in 97. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in 2000. And then Amour, Roma, Parasite, and Drive My Car.
Yeah!
So I don't know how they categorize it or what they'd say, but technically Amour is from Austria. It was submitted as an Austrian film, even though it's in French. So I don't know how that works or maybe the production company was in Austria. I don't know.
You're right. I totally forgot that.
When I was looking it up, it says Amour from Austria in French, directed by Michael Haneke. I'm not sure how you say that. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so I think that's interesting. So maybe it's because he's Austrian. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works, but yeah.
I did know that and I completely forgot.
I thought that was really interesting because I thought, oh, it's a French. Also, really cool about, like, I really like listening to Latin-based languages because I can almost understand what they're saying. Like, paired with the subtitles and then my ears, I'm like, oh, I understand what he says. Like, oh, he's saying, like, the Spanish word for chair or something. Like, I can kind of get it. But I think that's my favorite part, listening to Latin-based languages, because I'm like, oh, my God, I know what he said. Kind of. A little bit. But also these are some sophisticated folks that the classical music is classical, they have classical music playing all the time. They have Evian bottles, like there's no TV in sight. Like These are some high class folks.
Records and books.
High class folks. Yeah. Also love the shot of her like playing the piano in the living room, and then it cuts him in the chair, and then he turns off the radio, and that's the sound you hear. That was
fucking
fantastic. Mm-hmm. Beautiful work. Love it.
For a second there, I was like, oh my God, wait, is she doing good? Is she playing piano? And then it fucking broke me.
Yeah, real good stuff. That happened quite a few times in the film where it's like he's seeing her or seeing something, and then it cuts back to reality. And I think that was very well done.
Yeah.
Especially there, that last scene of his.
Yeah.
Which, what do you think happened?
I think he just, he in his mind, he saw her. I think he just went for a walk, maybe. And then he came back home and he was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, I got to deal with this. Or maybe he just, because they find her and she's clearly been there in the room for quite some time.
Right.
So maybe he packed a bag, or maybe he just kept walking until he couldn't walk anymore, or I don't know. I kind of like that it's open. We don't know. Cause then we see their daughter come in later and it's like empty. Right. So I don't know. I like the structure of that, how it feels like unknown.
I like to think that he went to go lay down in that room by the kitchen and died in his sleep. Saw her and they left together.
They left together. Very Titanic at the end, you know?
Yes. But I'm a sucker for that shit. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I like that ending too. It makes sense because he's leaving with her and in what we see. Because it's kind of like, well, my task is done, you know? I served her when she needed me to. And now it's kind of like, because that's very interesting. I've known that in real life where people have been like really sick or on their deathbed or something. And they're like, oh, someone is coming to see you in the hospital. And like this happened with my dad's dad. Like he was really sick in the hospital and they were waiting on like for my uncles to get there. And they got there and he saw them and shortly after he passed. And it's always like how that the stuff is crazy, because it's like, how do you, that stuff is so, it's, yeah.
They called my aunt who lives in the valley. They were like, you need to come. And she got there and within a few hours, my grandma passed.
Yeah, that stuff is wild.
The first time all five of them had been together.
Wow.
In a number of years, because one of my aunts is prickly. To be kind.
She was there. That's amazing.
Yeah. Also, I just loved how when he saw her again at the very end, she was just doing something normal, just washing dishes. Yeah. Get on your coat. It's time to go. Like, it wasn't some big, she wasn't in like some dreamy gown, and it wasn't some like fantastical thing. It was just a very normal day. Finishing rinsing the dishes. We got to get our coat on. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
I hope to find someone who loves me that much. Like, that's up there, man.
That's love.
That's like top tier, you know?
I'll say what I was going to say for when we stop recording.
Oh, okay. Because my grandma was older and she is, she needs like a wheelchair more now. And so I was like, ooh, let's get her one of those like drivable chairs. I wonder if she'd like that. Cause that looks fun.
Cause then, you know, she has more like control over where she can go.
Right?
Like vroom, vroom.
I did take a picture of it. I'm asking my mom tomorrow. I'm like, Mom, do you think Meemaw would want one of these? Because I mean, it's probably very expensive, but we can figure it out.
It gives back a bit of independence.
Mm-hmm. And then she's in control of it rather than someone pushing her, because she can't always, you know, move the wheels.
Right.
But yeah, anyways, I thought that was really cool. And I was like, oh, Meemaw, let me take a picture of this. So at 85, Emmanuel Riva is the oldest nominee for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Oh. Yeah.
And she became the oldest person to win a BAFTA.
Wow, really? Just
shouts to her, RIP. She passed a couple years after this movie, I believe.
Hmm.
Yeah, to 2014, I think. I can't remember. Sorry, Emmanuel Riva, I'm getting you wrong.
You know, I would really love to see, like, a data graph of, like, the average of the ages of all the nominees, all the nominees, actors and best actor. Because I know that the median is going to be much lower for actress than actor. But I would love to see, like, what the statistic is there. Like, what's the most nominated age or the most nominated, like, decade of age? I feel like that would be really interesting.
I've seen that before on Twitter, but I can't even remember who it was.
I'm going to look for it for next time.
I love infographics. That's my favorite. Informationisbeautiful.com has a lot of those. Not, like, movie related, but a lot of their COVID stats were really cool because all the information was in a picture form. It was really interesting and I like that. But anyways, yeah, you're right, Joy, probably is a lot of the 20s,
like the ingenue, like,
oh, definitely a lot of ingenues for sure.
Do we have the youngest in this year? Yeah. Too, the oldest and the youngest,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yes, how cool. In the same category.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait for her next one.
And we'll talk about that one next.
We will, yes. Yeah. Tracy, if I have any other notes here. Oh, her green robe looks really comfy. I want one.
Yeah, they're clothes. They're inside clothes. They're like homey clothes. It would look really soft and like warm.
Also love how, like, when their student came to visit them and he was like, oh, what's wrong? And she just, like, didn't want to talk about it. She's like, let's just talk, right? And then she didn't want to be pitied. And so then whenever he sends the CD, she's like, turn it off. I don't want to hear that. She's like, I'm done with him. I was like, I love these people. Same. I'll be done with him too.
Also, like, one of the things that I found interesting that it brought up is, like, as soon as I think it was, like, the second nurse that he brought in, and she was, like, bathing her in the shower, and she was being really rough. I was like, excuse me, do not disrespect her like that. I was immediately, like, very upset and very turned off, and I was like, this lady's got to go. This lady is evil.
And then, like, brushing her hair.
She was, like, yanking her head. I was like, excuse me. Like, it's not like she has, like, horribly difficult hair. This is an old lady. You got to be nice. Like, fucking take care of her. Like, taking care of a child, you be nice. Like, I just don't understand how, like, people can be so, like, disgusting and, like, horrible to, like, people who need extra care. Like, they're still a person. Just because you have to do things for them doesn't mean they're not a person. So, like, fucking be nice.
Reminds me of I guess it's a quote from a Dr. Seuss book. A person's a person, no matter how small.
Exactly.
I heard a song from Seussical the other day, so I've had Seussical in my head. A person's a person, no matter how small. I love that show.
Weren't you in that show?
Twice.
Oh.
She's so
funny. You. What?
She's so accomplished.
All before I graduate. Well, no, it's a lie. One was the summer after I graduated high school.
My God.
I wasn't supposed to be in it, but the girl who they cast quit because she didn't get the part she wanted.
It's because she got sick, right? You sabotaged her. You Tanya Harding her. Tanya Harding.
No, because I was going to assistant direct and I was excited and they were like, we need you to do the show because
she ruined your life and you took revenge, right?
Well, that second production was cursed. That was when the whole stabbing in South Lake happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So I was kind of a zombie through
the production. Ooh, there should be a zombie version of Seussical. Okay. That would be amazing.
Sure.
Actually, I've never seen Seussical, so I have no idea. I mean, I know what it's about, but I don't know, like, what's it about.
You didn't go with me?
No. I didn't know you then.
No, I thought you went with me to see the Grand Prairie production, because Lindy was in it and Rachel.
No, I did not. We saw Spring Awakening with that blonde girl. What was her name?
Erica.
She was.
Did you go with me to see Best Little Whorehouse? No, I think Lindy and I went and saw Best Little Whorehouse.
I've never seen that either.
Did you go with me to see them in Hello Dolly?
No, well, we saw Lindy and Abby, I think her name was, at the Casa Mañana one time. I don't know what it was. Was that Phantom? No. No. They were both in it. No.
Yeah.
I think it was Sweeney Todd. Actually, I don't remember.
No, I went to see Lindy and Sweeney Todd by myself.
Okay. I just think I remember it was Lindy and Addy because afterwards when we went to go say hi to her, I said hi and she completely ignored me and I was like, oh, okay, so I'll just stay here.
Addy?
No, Lindy.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay. I was in the show too with you, but all right, I helped you with your wig. It's fine.
No big deal.
You don't have to remember me. It's fine. It was just
I love that child.
No, during Hairs for Everyone thought me and Addy were sisters. And I was like, that's a little bit profiling, but all right.
Addy wasn't in Hairspray.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast, I'm sorry. See, they run together to me because it was a lot of the same people, so I forget. Yeah. Anyways, she was a napkin, I remember.
She was in that production of my second production of Seussical.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Because Lindy was also... Wait, was Lindy in Beauty and the Beast? Maybe not.
No.
See, I don't remember. A lot of the same people.
Hairspray was our first one at Grand Prairie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, our few listeners, are you enjoying this conversation? Are you enjoying these people?
Listen, the movie was great, but it doesn't have too much meat, so there really isn't too much to dive into. It's a really well-made, well-shot movie. There's not a lot of interesting, intricate dialogue. We can go through the
categories.
Categories, yeah. It's going to be interesting because it'll be the first one we watch. But
okay, let's start with Best Foreign Picture.
So it was Amour.
Kon-Tiki. Tiki from Norway, No from Chile, Royal Affair from Denmark, and War Witch from Canada.
This is the only one I've seen so far.
Although I kind of want to see No because it's Pablo Larraín.
Yes, and I know he's great, and I want to watch that too.
But
I want to watch them all.
Same.
No is the only one I have to pay for. The other ones are available elsewhere.
Oh, good.
Okay. If you guys should sign up for Canopy, go get a library card. It's through the library, and you get 5 free watches a month, and they have a really great, like, international, and they have just a really great catalog.
Ooh, I don't know where my library's at. I have to go figure it out. Or as my mother calls it, the library.
Shit like that bugs the shit out of me. If I'm on TikTok, and I hear people say escape instead of escape, I'm like...
And I don't know, I think she just does now to make me angry, because one time I was like, Ma, no, it's not how you say it. She goes, well, that's how I say it. So now she says library all the time, just to make me angry.
Doesn't your mom also say guitar?
Yes.
So does my aunt.
She also says anal. I'm like, Ma, it's not, it's anal. She goes, no, because she's like, yeah, she's being really anal about it. I'm like, she's being really, what? What does that mean? She goes, you know, anal. And I go, do you mean anal? She goes, that's what I said. I said, okay, I'm leaving. Goodbye. She says guitar. That one she definitely says to piss us all off because we there was a whole discussion about it's guitar and all whatever and ways to say it. And she was like, guitar. And because it gets a reaction out of us, that's what she said. Anyways.
I remember hearing her saying, go, okay, so my aunt's not the only one.
I don't know if she actually does say that or she just makes sure to say in front of us to get us all riled up because it works every time. Anyway,
let's go to lead actress, where we have Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva for Amour, Kavanjane Wallace for Beasts of a Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts for The Impossible.
I agree. She should be here. She was really great.
I agree. I think he should also be nominated.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I don't remember his name. I'm so sorry.
And it was specifically written with him in mind. His name is Jean-Louis Trintignant.
Yeah. We love Denzel, but I think we can take him out and put this guy because I think
Flight
this
was not his best.
This
work.
Is a better movie than Flight, I feel. And Denzel wasn't bad in it. He's just like, Denzel's just good all the time. But I feel like in that particular sense, Flight was just like, man, we can get rid of that and put this guy from Amour. Because I think the things he was doing was he was so compassionate to her. And but he's also a person like he gets upset. And he when he slaps her, he immediately is like, I'm so sorry. Like he understands that like that was wrong. And I like the silence between them because he doesn't really know what to say. But he knows that like it wasn't the right thing. And then he's so protective of her when it comes to the second nurse. Or when he's talking to his daughter, like, well, this is what I got to do. And you can't complain about it because you're not here all the time. So shut up and deal with it. Or just, sorry, get out of here. Because all that seems so realistic. The whole, like, everyone trying to tell you what you need to do. And he was like, no, I made a promise to her. I'm not going to put her in her home because that's all she wants. So I'm gonna keep her here.
And then plus he's the only one actually, like, living with her. So
yeah. And he's right. He has the final say because that's... He is the one taking care of her.
It's very easy for others to give their opinions on what should be done, but they don't know.
Yeah. And he's not, like, yelling at his daughter. And he never yells. He just is very matter-of-fact. Like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing this. This is it. This is that. Done. And I like that the character choice. I like that personality. All that was really, really good. All that was good.
Let's look now at best director. We had Michael Haneke for Amour, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, and Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of a Southern Wild.
I agree. It was very well directed. I think it should be here. I can't wait to get into this category and talk about it more once we get more into the movies because this is a This is the category, the controversial category that year. It was a big deal.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to it when we get to Argo, but the whole entire thing was...
Oh, God.
Ben Affleck was not nominated, so it was like a huge shutout, and people were like, oh, he deserves to be there. How dare you not nominate him? Like, it was a huge deal. It was a huge, like... So, spoilers later, but, like, the whole thing about Argo winning was everyone thought it won... in an effort to make up for his not being nominated as a director. So we'll get into that later, but it's a whole thing.
Another contender here would have been Paul Thomas Anderson for The Master.
I need to rewatch The Master.
I just watched it for the first time, like, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it then, because I still haven't seen it.
It was good, yeah, it had some really great performances, but I think directing-wise, he could have been a contender.
I definitely need to watch it again with my film brain, because the first time I watched it, I was like, what is happening? I'm so confused.
I'm surprised that you didn't really love it, because it's very culty.
Yeah, but like I said,
Crystal loves cults.
It's literally about a cult, so.
I know, but like... I don't think I appreciated it. I think I want to see it now, like, with my film eyes. Because, yeah, I was into it always, but, like, I wasn't really... This was, what, 2013, 2012? I was doing other things. And also, like, 2012 was around was this time I lived in New York. So, like, I was going through a lot personally. So I was really just watching movies to, like, not have to deal with my shit in my life. So, like, it's just... Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, there's a few movies that I'm very excited to rewatch.
Same.
With... my older, more experienced eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because I'm going to make you guys, I'm going to ask very kindly that you guys watch Cloud Atlas for me, because it's not nominated for anything, but I really fucking loved that movie, and I'm really excited to rewatch it and talk about it.
I kind of feel like our relationship, Anna, will be complete, because you've been telling me to watch movies from the jump.
For 10 years?
Yeah. It hit a good point when you made me watch all the Harry Potters. And I say made because you did. And then Interstellar, but I saw it without you, so that's a little different. But so the biggest what was pandemic? It was a Pangea. I'm sorry. So, like, and then the next one will be a Cloud Atlas. So these are the three that you were like,
you know, the budget, no.
And I was like, okay.
You guys need to watch Interstellar together now.
I really wish Joy would have recorded my reaction during the movie because I was given some faces.
It's seared into my brain. I remember her seeing it and just being like, watching the TV and then watching her and then watching the TV.
I hate that you got that experience.
I'm sorry.
It's in my brain.
I don't even know how it's like, we had always wanted to watch it. And again, it was always from you, Anna. But I wonder, that day that we watched it, Joy, like, why do we think that movie? Like, well, I don't remember what our
was it because was. It was that year we were doing?
I don't remember.
I think we were talking about that year in the Oscars.
Okay. That feels like so long ago.
Was like, and then it was like the first month or two where we like weren't really doing anything.
That's true.
We were sitting at home, like keeping small businesses alive by ordering every night and like watching a movie.
Yeah, that's true. We were doing.
So it just happened.
The biggest thing I learned from that is that my normal life is considered quarantine. So that's.
Right.
This is every day. What are you talking about? Whatever.
I think it had last on like one of the apps, and so it was like free. So we watched it.
I legit don't remember, but it just happened.
I think I bought it on Amazon Prime because I was like, I want it. I need it.
Right. Even my brother was like, "You didn't watch it with me." I'm like, "I'm sorry."
So you're gonna need to get Anna and your brother together.
And that's definitely a movie you have to watch several times because I just remember, I remember feeling my brain being open, like it just be like, and I mean, same with Tenet. Tenet was a little bit more because I was like really trying to pay attention. Like I remember leaning in so much, going, okay, got it. with Interstellar, I was just like, I felt like I was like levitating. It's just
Tenet was a little bit more wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, yeah.
Timey-wimey stuff, for sure.
But Interstellar was definitely like mine.
Like, it just goes...
Galaxy brain, for sure.
Yes, literal galaxy brain.
Yeah.
And then that fucking score!
Ugh.
And see, I had heard the score before, but, like, it was almost like I was hearing again for the first time watching the movie, because it just, like... And unlocked a new level in my brain. Like, I honestly think I was using different parts of my brain watching that movie. I can't even. And then I'm like, damn, I didn't see this in the theaters. I'm so stupid. Like, ugh. I just think, like, if it's ever re-released in theaters for some crazy-ass reason, I'm gonna go. Because to see that on a big screen, I think I will actually start levitating. I will ascend to the heavens right there in the seat. I really do think that. Wow. It's very much like a religious experience, not to be dramatic, but like it felt very ethereal.
I walked out of that theater changed.
Yeah, especially someone who like spent a lot of her time in church growing up, it was a lot of the same feelings, you know. It was very interesting, and that was I've only felt that type of feeling outside of church a handful of times, and so I don't have the vocabulary to describe that type of feeling to you, but like. Other than just feel it. Like, it's just... I don't even know.
Last category.
Yes.
Best original screenplay. We have Wes Anderson and Roman Coppola for Moonrise Kingdom. Mark Boll for Zero Dark Thirty. John Gattens for Flight. Michael Haneke for Amour. And Quentin Tarantino for Django Unchained.
Yeah, I think it was well written. I liked it.
I think so too. I don't know enough about the season to think of what else could have been here.
Yes. Yeah, not yet. Me neither. I don't know.
But I agree with its placement in the category.
I'm surprised because he is who he is, why The Master isn't here. Because that's an original.
Is it original?
I believe so, yeah.
Hold on, I wrote it down.
Also, I know you don't like him, Joy, but Moonrise Kingdom is really cute. No, Moonrise is so good. I loved it.
I might, if you two can convince me by the end of this year to watch it, maybe.
I loved it.
Just get over your Tumblr hatred of it.
I just remember seeing those two, and I was just like, God.
Looking at the past way, okay, it's 20, 22. I had to look because I forgot.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Get over it, Joy. It is really sweet, especially because you like the cute shit. You'll love it.
Okay. I'll try. I'll try for you guys.
Because we never went to that party, but I would have dressed up as Frances McDormand's character in this movie. There was some Wes Anderson-themed, like, party that we were going to go to, but we never went to because, I don't know, shit happened if we moved or whatever. That's who I was going to pick, Frances McDormand's character in that movie. She's wearing, like a scarf and running boots and things.
Cute.
So, yeah, any final words? Any notes you haven't read?
This movie is good.
I think I'm going to rank it in my number one the spot bottom? Right now.
Oh, at the top.
Oh, at the bottom?
This will be interesting rankings for sure when we get more into it.
I'm really
This is a weird season.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is so different. Like, I can't really say that these have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, or maybe I just completely forgot because it was 10 years ago. I didn't know Lincoln was directed by Steven Spielberg, but now I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll give a shit.
I only watched that so I could get extra credit in my history class. So I'm excited to watch it.
For film.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to rewatch Beasts of the Southern Wild. Actually, when this came out, I didn't go see it in the theaters because it was like an indie movie and I didn't know where to find those yet. Renting it online wasn't super popular yet. So I actually have an old file of the film, like, in my old computer. Remember how I used the Game of Thrones videos?
Yeah.
The episodes? Yeah, I have
Wow. Well, because this is around the time we had our chat, remember, Joy? Which we will get into later.
We need a whole episode for rehashing that chat.
That movie is... Oof.
I'm for Beast of the Southern Wild?
No.
Argo.
Oh. Chat.
I've been preparing my thesis for this film for at least 10 years.
I'm going to need you to, dictate the essay and, we're going to post it on Twitter and on Instagram. Here's the link.
I don't have that skill, but, again, 10 years in the making.
I have a very interesting story about when I went and saw that movie.
Ooh.
So we will get to it when we
get to it. For later.
In 10 weeks, we'll get to it. 9 weeks.
So next year, yeah, 2023.
While we're working on our next Oscars. This is going to be a good year. I'm really excited. It's one of my favorite movies ever is in here.
It feels also really diverse, this
catch. Which one?
Silver Lions is your favorite.
Oh.
And also, when we get to that, Anna and I have a great story about that, too.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
God, I've never rewatched Les Mis. Oh, I'm going to do that now. Oh, wait, I have to rewatch Django. I forgot. Oh, dang it.
That was my first in theater. That was my first Quentin Tarantino movie ever.
Oh, really?
Okay. Same.
And it was my first in theater Tarantino.
Same.
It might have been I don't remember.
Intense. Okay, well, we'll stop that here.
Yeah.
We're excited to talk about that.
She was going to talk, but then she burped.
Such a lady. I had little
burpskis. Isn't it amazing to think of a time? There was a time in my life when I couldn't burp.
Yeah, that was so weird.
I miss those days. But now I have terrible acid reflux and I burp all the time.
Yeah, gang, me too.
Join the club.
There was a time in my life where I only made a weird little frog noise in my throat.
There's one of my employees who has, a lot of, tummy issues and she like can't go to the bathroom. And so anytime she goes, like she had some lunch and she went to the bathroom. She's like, okay, I'm going to go potty. I was like, okay, good luck. I believe in you. And she's like, so then she comes in from the, and I go, and she's like, she's like, okay, well, we'll try again later. So the whole time I'm like encouraging her to poop. Because baby has such a good manager. Poor thing. She was telling me that like she will sometimes it gets so bad where she'll have a salad and the dressing will be too much and it'll like make her stomach all blah, 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 and then she has to like be in the bathroom. She's like, yeah. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom so much and then I go and then nothing happens. I'm like, oh girl, I'm sorry. And then she's telling me about the doctor. Anyways, long story. But yeah, so I work with her today and I haven't seen her in a while and I was like, how's it going? And she's like, today's not a good day. I'm like, oh.
As someone with, I don't have pooping problems, but I have bladder problems. And it's a pain in the ass, man.
I feel bad because she's like, it feels like a huge cramp that I can't get rid of. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
I'm like, good luck. I believe in you. And she's like, I know you're joking. I'm like, I'm not joking. I'm for real.
I want this for you.
Yes. And then when I was checking in a guest as I said that, and she went, and the guest was like, oh, what is she doing? What are you giving good luck for? I was like, oh, she's working on something. She's working on a project.
We're trying to get her to pass a fat one.
And then she came back and I told her, she was like, oh my God, thank you for not telling him I had to poop because that would have been so embarrassing. I was like, I'm not going to tell her that. Oh my God. Anyways. Poor thing. She's so sweet.
Okay, now we're really going to
stop. Yeah, now we're really going to stop.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more poop tales.
Yes. Bye.